Ksubasa, and the case where she's not coming to get a ksuba, but rather just to get mizoinos, then the lacher is ein yoshim ashbinoisa. The yoshim cannot make her swear first. Or kamifla gave a plug to the chonan of bnei kanim gudelim. So machloek is now we learned that mi sheholach lamdinas hayom. If a person skipped town, the ishtoy tavas mizoinos, and his wife now is coming to Besdin saying, listen, you didn't feed me. My husband didn't leave over any money for me. I have no mizoinos. I have nothing to eat. So Chonan Noima Chonan says Tishpa B'Soif. She only has to swear at the end. It means if she ever gets a get and to receive a ksuba, for that she has to swear. But for Loi Tishpa B'Tchila, at the beginning when she collects now her mezainos, she does not have to swear. That's what Chonan holds, and this will be Pshan Reb Shimon also. But Nechlu Kuvolav B'nei Kanam Gedolim, they argue Yarmu. They say Tishpa B'Tchila B'Soif. No, even at the beginning, when she's still married, but she's collecting her mezainos, also she has to swear before she can collect. And the Morris says, what does Reb Shimon kichanan? Reb Shimon goes like a chanan, that she only has to swear at the end by her ksuba, but at the beginning for the mezainos she does not have to swear. And I tell you, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah Tanakam holds, kibnei kanam gedolim, that no, she has to swear even in order to collect her mezainos. That's what the Yom you want to say in our Mishnah is. On this, Maskev Lo Rosheshe Mester Makasha, Ha Yorshim Ashbinoisa. Why does our Mishnah say the question is, could the Yorshim, could the kids make a swear or not? L'chura Bezdim Ashbinoisa Mi Boilei. If it's a question that the husband's not around now, and Bezdim is going down to the property to pay her, so then Bezdim has to make her swear first. So why does it say the Yorshim? Elo Amr Rosheshe, therefore Rosheshe learns like this. Aho, the Shai was going on this type of a Shavua. At the end of our Mishnah says, Holcho mi keber bailo, lebeis aviyom, heist after her husband died, and they made the kfura, they buried him. Now she goes to her father's house. Oy shechosu lebeis chamiyah. Now she goes back to her father-in-law's house, to the husband's house, like, v'loi nasis apotropia. If she does not become an apotropis, is ein hayoshim ashbin oisa. The yoshim can make her swear now for things that she did before. But the Yimnasis apotropia, but let's say right now she takes over the affairs of the property that belongs to the husband for the sake of the Yorshim, she becomes an apotropos, a guardian. Halacha is then Yorshim, Mashbiyan Oiso, Al-Osad Lovit. That's what the Mishnah says. The Yorshim, the kid, can make her swear from now on that she's doing everything the right way, she's not taking money for herself. V'yein Mashbiyan Oiso Al-Mashover. But they can't make her swear for what already happened. That's what our Mishnah says. Now the Yosra of Shimon the Meimur, Shimon comes to say that Kol Zaman Shetavaz Ksubasa, if she's going to collect a Ksuba, then Yoshim Ashbinoisa. Then the Yoshim can make her swear first before she collects a Ksuba that she did not receive any money yet. But Eina Tavaz Ksubasa, let's say she's not interested right now in collecting a Ksuba, she's only taking care of the property, even though she's an apotropis, the locker is Eina Yoshim Ashbinoisa, that the Yoshim cannot make her swear, even though the property doesn't belong to her father anymore, to the father, but it belongs to the kids, still the kids can't make her swear. What's the machlokes? It's a machlokes in Abishol and the Rabbonin that's now learned like this. If the father of the Yisoyimim appoints somebody to be an apotropos, to take in charge of his property, is Yeshava. Then that person does have to swear that he's doing the right, he's doing everything rightfully. Minu Bezdin, let's say Bezdin appointed the person to be the apotropos to take care of the property, then lo yishava, the person does not have to swear. That's what the Tanakham says. Abishalom, Abishalom says, no, chilaf advar, just the opposite. Minu Bezdin yishava. If Bezdin appoints him, then you do have to swear. If the father appointed the person, the pshat is the father trusted that person, then lo yishava, then he does not have to swear. So I tell you, Rabbi Shimon holds kabishoyel. Rabbi Shimon holds like kabishoyel. So over here we're talking about that the father appointed her to be the apotropos. So since the father appointed her, that's why Abishol says she does not have to swear for the yoshim, even though she's the apotropos, she's taking care of the property. But since it was the father that appointed her, therefore it's a swear like the father trusted her, that we do not make her to swear. The Rabbonin that say, no, she does have to swear, holds like the Rabbonin Shita. They hold just the opposite. That even though the father appointed him, so what, they still have to swear. Only when Bezdin goes to appoint somebody, that's a chasher v'zach, then we don't make the person swear. Because if they would have to swear, nobody would want to be an apotropis. Nobody likes to swear. So therefore, that's a takana that when Bezdin appoints you, you don't have to swear. But if it's only the father of the Yisayim that appointed you to be the apotropis, then you do have to swear. So that's this machlokes over here. Could the Yosha make her swear when she's an apotropis? So Rabbi Shimon says no, and the Rabbanan says yes. And this, the Gemara says, still doesn't come out good. The Gemara says, Maskabla Abaya, Abaya yes, the Kasha though. Hai kol zaman chetavask subosa. What is the Mishnah saying according to Rabbi Shimon? Mashmi is being a machmir is saying, kol zaman she's asking for a ksuba. She has to go ahead and make a shavua. Im tevas mi boilit. So it is said if, the Rashi says, it should have said that, that's called being mekel. Aber kol zaman mashmi de shvila tanakam with the potle mishvua. Afil tevas ksubos of yom lehiyo kol zaman tevas latiftura. The way it says now in the Mishnah, mashmi of shimin is a machmir. As Hanakam says, mashma, she doesn't have to swear. And Shimon is saying, no, that kol zaman she's asking for a ksuba, still she has to swear. And the way we're coming out now is just the opposite. Reb Shimon is the mekel. He's the one that's saying that before she asks for a ksuba, even though she's the apotropa, she's the guardian, she's taking care, she does not have to swear. So what's this Lashon of saying, kol zaman she tavas ksuba? That's the wrong Lashon in the Mishnah. So therefore, Elom Rabbi, Abaye says like this, that the machloek is going on a ho. So we have in the Mishnah says, what happens if the husband writes to his wife? Kosav lo nederu shvua. Ein li yolechom. If the husband writes to his wife that I'm freeing you, you do not have to swear for me anymore. Say li yochol yashbiya. He can't make a swear. What about if he says, nederu shvua ein li v'lo li yoshai? This is the biggest p'tur the husband says, that not only me, even my yoshim, v'lo l'boyim v'shusi, whoever takes over my property cannot make olecho, cannot make you, my wife, swear. V'yal yoshecho, or if your yoshim take over, we can't make them swear. V'yal aboyim v'shuscho, whoever takes over your property, in the case where she sold the ksuba, somebody else comes and gets the ksuba. All these cases, there's no shavua. Is en yochol yashbiya, sechta locho, the husband can't make his wife swear. Lo yihu, not the husband, v'lo yoshim, not his kids. And not whoever takes over, whoever else takes over his property. Lohi, they can't make her swear. For lo yosher, she dies, so yoshim take over, they can't make the yoshim, her kids swear. For lo yaboyim b'reshusa, not anybody else comes into reshus, they can't make them swear. That's what the Tanna Kama holds. Now, v'yos, the Reb Shimon l'meim, Reb Shimon comes to say no, that kol zaman shetavaz ksuboso, kol zaman she's asking now, she wants to collect the money for a ksuba, the halacha is that yorshin mashbiya noisa. Yes, when even though the father died, his kids have a right to make her swear. I, the father, freed her. So we had before, kemiflugi beplugta, the abishol ben ima, Miriam v'rabbonin. So machloek, as we had before, between abishol ben ima, Miriam, svara, and the rabbonin. That Reb Shimon kabishol. Reb Shimon holds like Abishol said before, that he said, what can I do? There's a takana though, that you're not allowed to collect any money from Yorshim, unless you swear first. So even though the father freed the wife from swearing even to the Yorshim, nothing doing though. There's a new takana though, that before you take away money from Yorshim, you always have to swear first. So that's so therefore Reb Shimon knows like Abishol that when the wife now comes to collect the money for a ksuba, still she has to swear first. For Rabbanan, Kirabbanan, Rabbanan say no, nothing doing. In a case where the husband freed his wife from any shvua, he has the power to free her, and then she does not have to swear. Maskevlo Rav Papa, Papa still has the question. Hotayna, if that's good, kol zaman shetavaz ksubosa. Kol zaman she's asking for a ksuba that she has to swear. But ain't a tavas ksuba maik lemeima. Where she's not asking for a ksuba, then what can you say? Shrashi says, the maskona de milsula mai tenin al fukimi man. What does it have to say for where she's not asking for a ksuba? Like, what do we have to have it for? Shrashi says, otena kol zaman she tavas osla fukimi de rabonin. Di yamri yaf mi shivua sa yisayim in ptura. For the frashla, Mishrashi Shimon is saying, no, that's where Shimon's chiddish. That even though the husband freed her from a shvua, but when she comes to collect the ksuba, now she has to swear. But what's the answer that she says, Bezman, when she, Reb Shimon speaks out of Yemena to ask Ksubosa, but if she's not asking for Ksuba, then the Yoshim can't make a swear. Like, what does he have to say that for? What kind of Shua are we talking about? What is Nageya to? So Mara says, Elom Rapopo, Lafuke, Midrebelezo, Machlokusoi. So Drashi, Elom Rapopo, Lafuke, Kloimar. Loitai, Mareb Shimon, Akosulo, Nedeshu, Lechud, Polig, Helakulam, Mithra, Blazam, and Machuse, Polig, Aresha, Viseifa. Reb Shimon argues on the whole Mishnah. The Kamer Reb Lezer Rabbonin. Ma Shibiya calls the man Sheyirza. Shavuos Apotropia. Before we had Alocha, that when the husband appoints his wife an apotropis over his property, or else he appoints to take over the store, that he has the right to make her swear any time he wants. True, the next Mishnah said, if the husband frees her, then she does not have to swear. But if the husband did not free her, then the first Mishnah said that she has to swear. The husband has a right to go as a regular apotropos and say, I want you to swear to me that everything is going smooth, you're not stealing anything. That was Reb Lezer's Chiddush, that even your wife, you could also make her swear. On this, Reb Shimon comes to argue and says, no. For Yosef Reb Shimon Lameima that calls the man, she to ask Ksubosa, Yosef Mashbinoisa. For Yafilu Kosla Nidashrua. True, when she asks for Ksuba, no matter what happened, even though the husband freed her, still she has to swear. But where she's not coming to collect the ksuba, then the locher is ein ayoshim ashbin apotropis shebechaye bala. If you feel like potrim in ashvua, even in the case where the husband did not free his wife from ashvua, because they the chal argue and say you can't make your wife swear ashvua apotropis. Therefore, the yoshim in the case where the father died, the yoshim do not have a right to make the wife swear if she acted trustworthy, she acted right. With all the money, Kozman doesn't was alive. Reb Lezer holds the Yoshim can make her swear. Reb Shimon argues and says no. The only power the Yoshim have to make the wife swear, the mother swear, is only if she's collecting her ksuba, when she wants to take away money now from the Yoshim. But if she's not taking away money now, just the Yoshim wanted to swear that all the time she took care of the father's property, she didn't jip any money, she did everything right. And that Reb Shimon says no, the Yoshim have no right to make her swear. That's machlekes. What? Right. The Mishnah says, "Hoitziyo get." Let's say your wife now comes with a get. V'yeni moksuba. She doesn't have a shtak suba, and she wants to collect her money. The husband gave her a get, and she comes to Bezin now to collect her money to collect the suba. So she takes out the get in front of Bezin to show Bezin she got a get, but she doesn't have a suba. So Rashi, the Havamina is that she says she lost the suba. So Lachar is going.